Coming up next on Passion Struck, imagine building a groundbreaking brand, achieving everything you dreamed of, only to face a challenge so profound it shakes you to your core. This isn't just a story of success. It's a journey through resilience, vulnerability, and the hidden battles that can reshape our purpose. In today's episode, I'm going to explore what happens when someone chooses to confront their struggles head on, redefining what it means to live a life that truly matters. Join us for a powerful look at empathy, intentional living, and the path to rediscovering purpose, even when the world only sees the success. This episode may just change the way you see yourself and others. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hey, Passion Struck family. Welcome to episode 531 of the Passion Struck podcast. I want to start by expressing my gratitude for each and every one of you who tune in weekly, bringing your drive, curiosity, and commitment to living more intentionally. You are the heart of this movement, and it's a privilege to grow together as a community. If this is your first time with us, welcome. You're joining a passionate community devoted to purposeful living, and we're thrilled to have you here. Before we jump in, I want to give a quick shout out to the two incredible guests we've had earlier this week. First, we had former NFL player Bo Eason, who shared his insights on storytelling, legacy, and the power of personal connection. Then we heard from Nasheen Chen, whose approach to authenticity and communication was nothing short of inspiring. If you haven't listened to those episodes yet, I highly recommend checking them both out. I also have some exciting news to share with you all. My book, Passion Struck, recently won awards in two major competitions, bringing us to 9 awards that we've won over the past year. At the prestigious BookFest Awards, it took first place in 2 categories, nonfiction self-help transformation and nonfiction young adult self-help. And we're also a winner in the 21st annual Best Book Awards, where Passion Struck won in 3 categories, business motivational, general nonfiction, and young adult nonfiction. I'm especially honored by this young adult recognition in both of the award competitions, as inspiring the next generation of leaders was at the heart of this book. For those of you looking to take these insights even further, be sure to sign up for my Live Intentionally newsletter at passionstruck.com. And while you're there, you can also take the Passion Struck Challenge, which will show you where you are on your path to becoming passion struck. In the newsletter, every week I share exclusive content, practical exercises, a challenge exercise, and tools to help you apply these powerful lessons directly to your life. Plus, if you're wondering where to start with our over 500 episodes, or you want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, we've made it super easy with our episode starter packs, curated around themes like personal growth, alternative health, mental health, and leadership. You can find them all on Spotify or at passionstruck.com/starterpacks. Today, we're diving into a concept that stretches beyond the usual conversations about mental health and success, what it truly means to experience a lost mind. Neurodiversity is a term we hear more and more, but understanding it in a way that embraces the full scope of human experience requires looking deeper. To help on this journey, I'll be sharing the story of Andy Dunn, an entrepreneur who co-founded Bonobos, a company that revolutionized men's fashion. On the outside, Andy's journey looks like one of relentless success, but beneath the surface, his story reveals something far more complex, a battle with manic depressive illness, also known as bipolar disorder, that brought him face to face with the concept of a lost mind. Andy's experiences teach us 3 essential lessons. First, understanding the lived reality of conditions like bipolar disorder. Second, the role of empathy and support networks in navigating mental health challenges. And third, the value of creating spaces where neurodiverse minds can thrive and contribute. We'll explore these lessons not just as abstract ideas, but as guideposts, ways we can better understand, support, and make room for the unique minds around us. Let's dive into the story of Andy Dunn and learn what it means to find oneself again after feeling lost. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Growing up In Chicago, Andy Dunn was known for his ambition, creativity, and an energy that set him apart. Even as a child, he showed signs of a mind that worked in extraordinary ways. But beneath his drive and high energy, there were hints of something more complex. He would experience intense bursts of energy, then suddenly feel overcome by waves of sadness or confusion that left him feeling isolated. Looking back, these episodes were early signs of what later would be diagnosed as manic depressive illness, a condition that affects millions worldwide and brings with it dramatic shifts between manic highs and depressive lows. These moments didn't fit the usual ups and downs of childhood. They hinted at a mind that could become lost in its own intensity, cycling through highs and lows that no one else could fully see or understand. While these episodes were initially isolating for young Andy, they would later become part of the foundation for both his resilience and his achievements. Then came New Year's Eve, 1999, a night that marked a turning point in Andy's life. After celebrating with friends, Andy entered a manic state so powerful that he believed he was Jesus 2.0, destined to bring peace to the world. He wasn't under any influence. It was his mind in the grip of mania, compelling him to act on this overwhelming conviction. For days, he couldn't sleep or eat, driven by a sense of purpose that was deeply real to him, but disconnected from reality. This wasn't a moment of simple confusion or sadness. It was a profound experience of feeling completely lost in a different reality. This episode would ultimately lead to his diagnosis of manic depressive illness type 1, forcing Andy to confront a new understanding of his mental health. For Andy, this experience marked the beginning of a lifelong journey, one that would require both courage and resilience as he navigated a mind that could pull him into alternate realities that others couldn't see. Despite the challenges, Andy moved forward, challenging his energy and ambition into a new venture. In 2007, he co-founded Bonobos, a brand that would revolutionize men's fashion. Driven by his creative vision and relentless energy, Andy's mind and his business thrived, but the pressure of managing a rapidly growing company weighed heavily on him, and the symptoms of his manic depressive illness resurfaced with even greater intensity. By 2016, Andy was leading a 400-person team, and the demands of his work triggered a series of manic episodes that were as powerful as they were unpredictable. One night in his New York apartment, Andy found himself in a manic state, convinced that he was both Batman and the President of the United States. This experience sheds light on a reality that's rarely discussed. Mental health struggles don't disappear because someone is outwardly successful. Instead, those who live with conditions like manic depressive illness often carry these battles with them, balancing public achievement with intensely private struggles. Thankfully, Andy wasn't alone in his journey. His fiancée's mother played a pivotal role in helping him see his condition with compassion rather than shame. During one of his most difficult moments, she didn't judge or retreat, but offered empathy, telling him, "Andy, this is just like any chronic illness. All you have to do is see your doctor and take your medication. And if my daughter wants to stay with you, you'll have my blessing." This empathy was transformational for Andy. With her encouragement, he began taking steps to manage his manic depressive illness more actively, embracing therapy, medication, and lifestyle changes that allowed him to continue thriving both personally and professionally. His family and friends didn't view his mind as something broken. Instead, they saw his challenges as part of his unique makeup, treating them with compassion and resilience, an approach that allowed him to find strength in his differences and ultimately success. As Andy's story unfolds, a larger theme begins to emerge. His experience wasn't just about managing a mental health diagnosis. It was about redefining what it means to navigate life with a lost mind in spaces that don't always accommodate differences. For Andy, having a lost mind meant moments of genius and intensity that helped him to create a groundbreaking brand, but it also meant periods of isolation, times when he was lost in grand visions or deep despair, making even the simplest tasks seem impossible. Andy's journey reveals the complexity of neurodiversity. His experiences didn't diminish his capacity for success. Rather, they became part of the unique way he engaged with the world, showing us that neurodiverse individuals bring perspectives and talents that don't conform to conventional expectations. Reflecting on Andy Dunn's journey, we uncover lessons that extend beyond his experiences with manic depressive illness. Lessons about empathy, resilience, and inclusion that all of us can bring into our lives. His story of living with a lost mind offers insights into the complex realities of neurodiverse conditions and gives us a roadmap for how to better support those navigating similar challenges. So, What can we learn from Andy's journey? Let's break it down into three big lessons, each one helping us understand what it really means to live with a lost mind, why support networks are essential, and how we can make room for neurodiverse minds in our personal and professional lives. Lesson one, embrace the reality of a lost mind. Let's start by exploring what it truly means to experience a lost mind, something that's all too real for people with conditions like manic depressive illness. For Andy, this meant feeling entirely immersed in his own reality during manic episodes, from believing he was Jesus 2.0 to seeing himself as Batman and the president. These weren't just fleeting thoughts, they were intense, all-encompassing beliefs that felt deeply real. The lesson here is to recognize the profound impact of neurodiverse conditions like manic depressive illness, which often go misunderstood. A lost mind is not a flaw or a personal failing. It's a complex part of someone's mental landscape. And for those of us who support someone with manic depressive illness, it's essential to understand that their mind may not always align with our reality, but that doesn't mean we can't walk alongside them. The key takeaway here from lesson one is that to support those with lost minds, we must acknowledge that their experiences are profoundly real to them. A lost mind is not a flaw or a choice. It's an alternate mental reality that can feel deeply true. By embracing this reality, we create a foundation of empathy, meeting people where they are rather than judging or dismissing their experiences. Understanding this reality is the first step in building true empathy, enabling us to build better support and connect with neurodiverse individuals. This leads us to lesson two, the power of a support network, how empathy anchors the lost mind. During Andy's darkest times, he had people in his life who chose not to judge or retreat, but to stand by him. His fiancée's mother, for instance, offered a life-changing moment of empathy when she reassured him by saying, "Andy, this is just like any chronic illness. Take your medication, and if my daughter wants to stay with you, you'll have my blessing." The takeaway here from lesson two is that supporting someone with a lost mind doesn't mean having all the answers or solving their problems. Instead, it's about accepting their journey and standing with them, no matter how unfamiliar or intense their experiences may seem. For those of us who might be part of someone's support network, whether as family, friends, or colleagues, the best thing we can offer is often our presence and understanding. By doing so, we help anchor them, giving them the stability that they need to start finding their way back. And finally, the third lesson that Andy Dunn's story teaches us is something transformative about how we view neurodiversity in professional spaces. As the founder of Bonobos, he faced tremendous pressure, but he also found ways to balance his mental health while growing a company that eventually sold for $310 million. This part of his journey highlights our third lesson, that neurodiverse minds don't just deserve understanding, they deserve space to contribute and thrive, even within high-stakes environments. Manic depressive illness didn't limit Andy's potential. It became part of what made him unique. But to realize this, he needed a work and life balance that allowed him to manage his mental health openly and honestly. If we want to make workplaces and communities more inclusive for neurodiverse individuals, we must go beyond tolerance. We must actively create environments where their talents, perspectives, and needs are acknowledged and valued. For managers, coworkers, or even friends, this might mean encouraging openness, providing flexibility, or simply educating ourselves about mental health. The result? We don't just support someone's success. We help build a culture that sees neurodiversity as a strength rather than a limitation. The key takeaway here from lesson three is creating space for neurodiverse minds means more than just being tolerant. It's about actively valuing the strength that these individuals bring. This might mean having flexible work policies, supporting open conversations about mental health, or simply being an ally who encourages others to be themselves. When we make room for lost minds to show up as they are, without fear or judgment, we create environments where everyone can thrive. And by doing so, we recognize that neurodiversity isn't a barrier, it's an asset. Now, let's take a step back from Andy Dunn's individual journey and think about what his story teaches us on a broader scale. Andy's journey shows us the transformative power of resilience and support, but his experience is far from unique. Millions of people worldwide live with manic depressive illness or similar conditions, navigating the same highs, lows, and moments of feeling lost within their own minds. Yet, so many face these challenges without the support network that Andy had, without friends, family, or colleagues who truly understand what they're going through. Imagine the difference we could make if these millions of people had even one person in their lives who listened, understood, and encouraged them. How many potential talents, ideas, and contributions remain untapped because individuals feel isolated, judged, or dismissed due to their mental health struggles. Just as Andy found strength in his support network, countless others could find stability, purpose, and resilience if we collectively chose to approach mental health with empathy. Let's consider what this might look like in our own communities and workplaces. It could be a team environment where colleagues make space for open conversations about mental health. It might be a family that supports therapy and self-care without stigma, or a friendship rooted in listening without judgment. Or it could be a manager offering flexibility to those navigating mental health challenges. These small acts of understanding are not merely nice-to-haves. They can be lifelines. They can turn moments of feeling lost into opportunities for growth, resilience, and connection. By applying these lessons beyond one individual's story, we start to build a world where neurodiverse minds can thrive. Each act of empathy we extend, no matter how small, helps create an environment where every person, no matter their mental landscape, feels valued and supported. So as we look back on Andy Dunn's journey, it's clear that neurodiversity defies a single definition. Every individual with manic depressive illness, autism, ADHD, or other neurodiverse conditions has their own unique path. Andy's experiences riding the highs of mania, weathering the lows of depression, and building a revolutionary brand along the way show us that a mind can be both lost at times and still be capable of brilliance and incredible achievements. The real strength in Andy's story lies not only in his resilience, but also in the support he received from those who understood, who chose to stand by him, and who treated his neurodiversity as part of his strength rather than a flaw. By showing empathy and creating spaces of understanding, we do more than help people find themselves again. We build a world where neurodiverse individuals are seen, valued, and supported. So, as we continue this conversation, consider those in your life, friends, family members, coworkers, who may have a neurodiverse mind. Ask yourself, how could a little more empathy, understanding, or simply a listening ear make a difference for them? What small step could you take to help them feel less lost and more connected? Thank you for joining me today for this profound exploration into neurodiversity, empathy, and the strength that can emerge from even the most challenging mental health journeys. Andy Dunn's story is a powerful reminder that a lost mind does not mean a lost person. Instead, it can be a testament to resilience, creativity, and the potential within each of us. As you leave this episode, I encourage you to carry these insights with you. Think about the people in your life who may be struggling quietly, and consider how a simple act of understanding or a moment of empathy could offer them support. Our ability to lift each other up is one of the greatest tools we have for building a world where every mind can thrive. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd be grateful if you could leave a 5-star rating and review. And please share this episode with someone who might find value in these lessons. All it takes is reaching one person to make a difference. For those interested in taking these insights even further, I'm available for speaking engagements tailored to teams and organizations looking to foster intentional growth and create more inclusive environments. You can learn more about booking me at johnrmiles.com/speaking for your next event. You can find everything we discussed, including additional resources, in the show notes at passionstruck.com. And make sure to check out our video episodes on YouTube for more in-depth insights. You can also follow me on all the socials for daily inspiration and stay connected with our growing community. Next week, we're diving into a fascinating conversation with Dr. Lisa Miller, and we'll explore the intersection of spirituality and mental health. Dr. Miller's groundbreaking research shows us the ways in which spirituality can act as a powerful buffer against depression and anxiety, offering a compelling lens into how we can strengthen both our minds and our spirits.
It doesn't matter if I'm Hindu or Christian or Catholic or Jewish or Muslim, there's one spiritual brain. And of course, there's one source of life. So we have one spiritual brain and we have one source of life. We're all spiritual beings and we're on this common, shared, there's one spiritual journey. Now, we can call it different things. There's beautiful faith traditions, Hashem, God, Jesus, Allah, but we're on one spiritual journey together.
Thank you, as always, for your time and attention. Remember, the fee for the show is simple. If you found value in today's episode, share it with someone who could benefit. And as always, do your best to apply what you learn here on the show so that you can live what you listen. Let's continue making a world where every mind, in all its uniqueness, finds understanding and a place to belong. Until next time, live life passion struck.